What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. As you guys all know, I'm sure you've heard of by now the what they're calling 10-foot alien creature spotted at a mall in Miami. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I haven't seen any conclusive video footage yet supporting those claims. However, I did receive today from 8 different observations from people that do not know each other from North Central Florida of what looks like some sort of an invasion of mysterious crafts in the North Central Florida sky. We'll come back and take a look at this exceptional footage. I've got photos and videos to share with you guys. But first, over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Jeannie Landon. Not sure of the location, but she noticed what looked like a big V in the daytime sky. That's what compelled her to take that exceptional photo. Looking at the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center, multiple M-class solar flares in the last 24 hours. Looking at the Earth facing side of the sun, it is loaded with active regions and sunspots and have more turning towards the Earth right now as I do this video. Also looking at the Earth facing side of the sun, this video was sent in by Carlos Skywatcher from yesterday's Earth facing side of the sun. Close up view of sunspots in active regions, and this is where the M-class solar flare activity is originating from. The Earth facing side of the sun is loaded with active regions and sunspots, and again, there's more coming around the southeastern limb of the sun. As you can see, a close-up view. This is an exceptional video by Carlos Skywatcher out of Portugal. Here comes that new sunspot that's quite large. Carlos also sent in these photos from 3 years apart. The photo on the left is from 2021. The photo on the right is from just a few days ago, January 8th of 2024. And he noticed the sun was in a different position exactly 3 years apart. In 2021, the sun was setting on the right side of the tree. In 2024, he noticed the sun was setting on the left side of the tree. Carlos monitors sunsets every single day from Portugal. If anybody on Earth would notice a change in the position of the sunset, it would definitely be Carlos Skywatcher. He films the sunset every day from Portugal. Good observation, Carlos. Thanks for sharing. Looking at the power outage situation over here at poweroutage.us, slowly getting the power back on. Still have over 50,000 customers without electricity in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Michigan. There's also power outages up in Idaho. I received a stunning photo sent in by Amanda Martinez, and this is the road that she lives on, and they are currently without power from storms that went through on January 9th of 2024. These are power poles, 100 power poles laying down in the middle of the road. That's going to take some time to get the power back on. So once again, what we're looking at here in one direction, those are power poles that were obviously affected by high winds that went through Idaho just a couple of days ago, around 48 hours ago. So big storms here in the last 72 hours west of the Mississippi and east of the Mississippi. I have more storm footage. This one here is by Mandy out of Tifton, Georgia, from January 9th, the same day those poles were blown over in Idaho. This is down in Georgia. Looks very similar to a scene we would see during a tropical storm. This was 2 days ago, January 9th. And going from Georgia up to North Carolina, video footage sent in by Lorelei from January 9th out of Shooting Creek, North Carolina. You can see the creek was overflowing out of its banks. Scott Alderfer, a Star family member out of Pennsylvania, was driving in the storm, and you can see the rain was coming down extremely heavy. Almost looked like he was driving through a tropical storm. This was one very big storm system that covered many hundreds of miles, moving from Florida all the way up to Maine. So once again, they're slowly but surely getting the power back on. Looking at the earthquake situation, this is highly unusual. I am in the middle of Louisiana. Louisiana is not necessarily known for its earthquakes, but here in the last 48 hours, there have been 3 earthquakes ranging from a 2.3, a 2.8, and yet another 2.8. Very shallow earthquakes in Louisiana, south and east of Shreveport, right here in this location. Once again, a highly unusual location for earthquake activity. And while I'm thinking about it, if you're a subscriber, make sure you're still subscribed. I'm still getting comments from people saying that they were, for whatever reasons, unsubscribed from my YouTube channel. So if you're a subscriber, double check, make sure you're still subscribed, and make sure that bell is activated next to the subscribe button. That way you'll get notified each time I upload a new video. And if you're a new viewer and you would like to see more videos in the future, by all means, subscribe to the channel and activate that bell next to the subscribe button. Okay, I want to take you guys now down to Florida, where Florida's seen a lot of mysterious activity here the last couple of weeks. And this is even more mysterious. This kind of adds another layer to something mysterious going on down in Florida. However, I feel that these photos and videos that you're about to see do reveal something very mysterious. And these photos and videos have credibility. These were spotted by too many people across North Central Florida on January 10th of 2023. Video here out of Titusville by Nancy, who was driving down the road, looked up and noticed some unusual cloud configurations in the sky that just didn't look natural. And you're going to see some here in just a moment that are totally unnatural. You can see what drew her attention to the sky was the big obvious V in the sky. And then this thing over here to the left. Here in just a second, as she's driving down the road, she says, "I think we've got visitors." And as you're going to see here, viewer number two noticed the same thing. KD out of Florida, more than likely North Central Florida. Check this out. They too started filming the sky as it looked super unusual on January 10th around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening. Looked like something entered the sky and this thin layer of clouds revealed the shape of these structures or potential structures that entered the sky. Maybe some sort of flying crafts. Almost looks like some sort of an invasion, and the clouds were revealing these things that entered the sky. Ocala, Florida. David, also on January 10th, he too noticed something in the sky that just didn't look right. And again, these people don't know each other. They just happened to notice the same things in the sky. Took photos and videos of these mysterious observations, shared them with me, and I'm sharing them with you guys, and they are indeed highly mysterious. You got to ask yourself, what are these things, and how does that happen unless there was something in the sky that caused the clouds to behave that way and turn into some sort of a what looks like an intelligently designed craft that went through the clouds, leaving behind that signature in the sky? And coming up, this is viewer number four, once again from North Central Florida. Damon out of Gainesville, Florida, looked up and noticed the same thing. These look very symmetrical. They almost look like they're the same equal distance apart from each other. They're in a straight line. Whatever they were, looks like something entered the sky through the clouds and left behind that what looks like a perfect rectangle, a rounded rectangle in the sky, like you see here out of Summerfield, Florida. Photos sent in by John from January 10th. All of this activity was noticed on January 10th of 2024. Look at that. That just does not look natural. How does something like that happen? And that's what compelled these people to take the photos and videos of the sky. It almost looked like they had been invaded on the evening of January 10th of 2024 by something that left those strange signatures in the cloud cover above North Central Florida. Here's another viewer, Andrew, out of Florida. Not sure of the exact location, but it kind of looks like North Central Florida because it looks like he saw the same exact thing another viewer saw. Looks like a long, thin sub sandwich up in the sky. Doesn't look natural. Viewer number seven, viewer from Newberry, Florida, also on January 10th at around the same time up near the Gainesville, Florida area. Looked like multiple objects entered the sky through the thin layer of clouds, leaving behind these weird holes in the sky that just didn't look natural. Those look long and linear, obviously, like some sort of a long tubular craft may have entered the sky in multiple locations above Newberry, Florida. Once again, in the Gainesville, Florida area, these are photos. That was a video of what the viewer saw from the Newberry, Florida area. These are photos of the same section of sky that was apparently influenced by something that was possibly long and tubular. And again, these were witnessed by multiple people across North Central Florida, and there were multiple observations of these types of signatures in the sky that just did not look natural. They looked like they were created by some sort of a structure that entered the sky. This one here is super unique, almost looks like a footprint in the clouds, as you can see here from the same viewer near Newberry, Florida, in the Gainesville area, looking off in the distance. This is like the third or fourth time we've seen this one here. It looks like a long tube in the sky above North Central Florida. Now we're going to St. Augustine, Florida, a few hours later. This is also in North Central Florida along the east coast of Florida, St. Augustine. Video footage sent in by KT from 1/11 of 2024. The original video is over here on the left. That's how far away this object was. I zoomed in over here on the right. This is super weird. Looks like some sort of a flaming cross, a flaming diamond, however you want to interpret this thing. I zoomed in the best I could. Not quite sure what to make of this. She wasn't sure what to make of this either. More mysterious activity in the skies above Florida. This was spotted a few hours after the folks saw all of those mysterious, what looked like crafts in the sky, or some sort of crafts that entered the sky above North Central Florida. KT spots this a few hours later after dark. Isn't that bizarre? It looks like a glistening diamond or a cross in the sky. Didn't appear to be moving, didn't appear to be making any sound. Just kind of remained in the same location. These are different formats. I modified the lighting and color just a little bit, not too much. I was trying to pull forward any possible features, and it really didn't change too much. It was just a fiery, glistening looking, what looked like a diamond or a cross in the sky, from KT's location in St. Augustine, Florida. So the skies above Florida have been very mysterious here the last 48 hours. The last 2 weeks have been interesting in Florida with all the claims of strange tall creatures down in the Miami area. Then this occurs in the North Central Florida area. And these are legitimate photos and videos from people, again, that don't know each other. So if there were 8 different people that shared photos and videos with me that don't know each other, these were probably viewed by many hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, if that many people shared them with me from North Central Florida, again, that don't know each other. And this object here itself is highly mysterious. Looks like a glistening diamond or some sort of a cross in the sky, visible from St. Augustine, Florida. After all these people witnessed these structures in the sky that looked like they were made by some sort of a possible flying craft or multiple crafts that entered the skies above North Central Florida. Great observations, guys. Keep the photos and videos coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, "Have a large video." It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.